Hello and welcome to my latest podcast. This is Gobinda Gill and today I will be looking at emotional intelligence and coach education programs. Coach education programs within the sporting sector contain with them many aspects relative to individual skill, technique, coaching behaviours, coaching patterns, and are written in a programmised manner for both the performer and the coach themselves. But if one takes a step back and actually looks at the emotive side of a performer or a coach, one needs to ask a few questions. One of the first questions I would like to ask is, why is pressure created? For what purpose is pressure created? And that's because in sport, we are tied in with an objective process, a win at all costs attitude. That invariably causes pressure. Because, of course, the process and the progress has been forgotten about. Players are looked at as commodities to win at all costs, and coaches are looked at those commodities, otherwise they lose their job. So, what should be in a coach education program for both performers and for coaches? Thus, the objective of this podcast is relative to the concept of emotional intelligence. I believe we will make better coaches who will then produce better performers in terms of managing emotion if within coach education programs there was a robust and effective desire to train people to manage their emotions and cope with those emotions. Within the concept of emotional intelligence and its many forms of models that have been presented, one unique model that I'd like to utilize and one which I would introduce now with the hope of it to be implemented within coaching and coach education programs is from Daniel Goleman. Looking at his model of emotional intelligence, one of the key aspects, the most integral aspect, is relative to self-awareness. I, as a performer, practitioner within a classroom, for instance, need to be self-aware of myself and what I'm about to deliver and how I deliver that in order to deliver a session which is effective and has impact for my class. A coach falls into the same category. If they're not self-aware of themselves, they're not going to be aware of emotions and how to manage those emotions of others. So self-awareness is a key integral core part of the Goleman model, which should be implemented in coach education programs to enable coaches to know themselves. After all, they are the ones in charge of coaching practices, and they are the ones who are put forward to perform. Becoming self-aware of yourself also would alleviate some of that pressure that comes with the territory of being a coach. And the same operates for players. If a coach can be trained in understanding themselves, they invariably could then coach their performers to understand themselves. A second aspect of the Goleman model refers to self-management of emotions. Those coaches who are highly emotionally intelligent are more likely to manage their emotions than those who are not. the regulation of emotions is such that if a coach regulates their own emotions, understands their own emotions, knows when to react and how to react, it provides the performers that they're coaching in the first instance to appreciate somebody who's in control. A coach who unfortunately lacks control, lacks that emotion, will do one or two things. Possibly lose the respect of their performer or performers, but also indirectly will make those performers feel as if they cannot approach the coach. Because if a coach can't manage their own emotions, how are the performers, A, going to be supported in managing their emotions, and B, knowing that the coach can't control his own or her own emotions, therefore are deemed unapproachable. A third aspect is motivation. Of course, we all have motivation of some degree. However, how we manage this motivation, how we plan this motivation, how we prepare for this motivation can separate those who are outstanding coaches to those who are satisfactory coaches. Motivation should contain with it a strategy of goal setting. Setting goals is integral to the process, and coaches knowing a season from pre-season to post-season should have strategies in place which start on the first day and continue towards the end and right to the end. Thus, motivation should be split with smart use of goal setting. We have short-term goals, we have long-term goals, we have medium goals. There should be process goals, performance goals, and outcome goals. A motivation through goal setting should be like a journal. Where we start, where we want to be, and what we did in between. The fourth aspect of the Goleman model, which should be considered within coach education programs, is about relationship management. How does a coach manage his or her relationship with fellow coaches and support team and that of performers? Is everybody inclusive, or are certain people not included in certain decisions? Has it been explained to people who are involved where they have been involved or not been involved? Relationship management is key. It provides that loyalty, that respect, that unity that is required. And a coach education program should teach those unique strategies for coaches in order for them to understand why relationship management within a team is of vital importance. A final aspect of the Goleman model is about empathy. Empathy is the degree of putting yourself in somebody else's shoes and understanding where they're coming from. Empathy is not about sympathy. Empathy is about putting yourself in that shoe and understanding clearly and logically why somebody is thinking or acting the way they are, and then to provide that support in order to show them that you are aware of what is going on. So in summary, we have coach education programs that perhaps do not take fully into consideration emotion and how to deal with emotion. But I believe that coach education programs should integrate the use of emotional intelligence and allowing coaches to become more effective, not only for their own practice and purpose, but for of the performers that they're coaching. Thank you for listening.